is upon us.
Yeah.
And so we all have weekend things to
all right, okay. Got are you that. Dying, Doug?
We're so worried. Before the break, all I hear is...
We have to tell everybody. Doug is in a hotel room, and he's connected to us, you know, on his little device there. And, you know, there's not a whole lot of places for him to go or hide.
Right.
And
so we think
news,
we think there's a little ploy here.
I've got the first two digits of 911 dialed up because it sounds like Doug's coughing up a lung there.
Obviously. Listen to that. And what's great is he's staying in the room with his girlfriend. So Rich said, how does he keep a girlfriend with those bodily fluids? And I said, well, he's very smart. He's like, hey, could you go down and get me some grapes? And as soon as the door shuts, he's like,
too much information. 7 after the hour. Airports, airplanes, and travel in the news. We'll talk about that during this hour of the Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, who's our queen of cheap, has a report in a few minutes. And what are the things that people are going to be able to do to save money over the weekend, Robertsky?
Let's see. We have a way for you to save money at the movies. Plus, we've got some free movies for you. We've got some great deals at The Body Shop and at Family Circle Magazine and at Redbox. All sorts of cool stuff for you to save money and do on the weekend.
I've got some way for you to save money at the movies, too. Sneak all of your food and drinks in your wife's purse. And that's what we did the other day, and it works very well.
Right. Also, sneak from one theater to another, like Doug does.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Got all the tips.
We're all set now. So, speaking of movies, Roger Ebert has passed. He was only 70. A lot of conversation about that. There are reports all over television. And I, at first, said to myself, why are we having, this guy was good, and the show was good. Why is there so much focus on this? And then I thought, part of the conversation ought to be about his cancers and where they came from and how insidious these diseases are and how you sometimes can
avoid
them.
I'm not even sure I know what his cancer, what kind of, I mean, I know he had the throat and the tongue or something.
Yeah, well, as you see, any cancer that gets into your jaw, you've seen once in a while a picture of a person who either has, like he did, his jaw was removed, so he couldn't talk anymore, and they try to reconstruct it, but you can't really do a reconstruction on something like that.
Yeah.
So, but thinking about whether it's the food you eat, is it just in the air? What is there about this?
Could it have been environmental? Because wasn't Gene Siskel also died of cancer? I mean, could it have been something that they experienced together, perhaps? Because he died pretty young of cancer,
yes,
didn't he?
Did they smoke?
I don't know.
Looking at them, I wouldn't have thought. Maybe Siskel, perhaps. I wouldn't have thought. Well, I'm
looking at an article from just last night, and it says it's unclear what kind of cancer he had. He had been previously diagnosed with thyroid and salivary gland cancer.
That's very common among smokers, isn't it, that kind of cancer?
I don't know.
Any of those head and neck and mouth cancers?
Yes, they are. You're right. And pipe smokers especially get that. Pipe smokers, cigar smokers, that kind of stuff. That's ugly stuff.
And dip. You do dip.
Yeah.
Chewing tobacco.
Chewing tobacco, right.
Chewing tobacco.
Yeah. All right. So we've got Jennifer, you want to tell us what's the hot stuff other than Ebert passing as far as television report later on in the hour?
Sure. Is a Today Show host getting ready to make an exit?
Another one of those rumors.
Uh-huh. I'll have a story on that. And
they're trying
might
to take
be
over the Tonight Show, right?
Isn't that
exactly.
Late
night show?
And there might be a happy ending for Happy Ending, so we'll have news on that as well.
Okay, so Roberta, a lot of fast food workers in New York protesting yesterday. They want $15 an hour.
Yeah, and they should get it.
Me too.
Absolutely.
Which is, let's see, they make $8.25 now.
To
McDonald's,
put up with
Burger King, Domino's, Wendy's, Pizza Hut. The organizers are protesting, and it sort of is in coordination with the commemoration of Dr. King's assassination 45 years ago today.
Help me make that connection.
I guess there are a lot of blacks who work in these low-level jobs, Richie, and because of that, there's a certain amount of prejudice, so they claim.
African-Americans.
It was only African-Americans who were protesting, or were the white and Mexican and Asian?
Why do I have to call them African-Americans? They're Americans who are black. So who gives a rat's, you know what, about being... That's not... Sorry. Yeah. You can do it if you want. I have no problem with you.
They still call you white, I have to
say. Right, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you and I are white.
Yeah, okay.
I would like to be called an Irish American, please.
We're Caucasian.
Yeah. You're an Italian American. I just, it bothers me. All that stuff bothers me.
My wife is an Italian, Indian,
right,
Spanish, Colombian, American. And God, don't even get me into my kids. That list is longer than I can.
It gets really pretty foolish.
You're right. Anyway. If my kids were to go around and define themselves by their ethnicity, my son anyway, it would take him about a week.
Okay, so one of the things Roberta likes to tell us, and it's really very interesting, when you go into some of the big, Times Square is an example.
Yes.
You can't find a local New York restaurant in Times Square. You can find every single big, small, cheap, expensive, whatever the national national restaurant.
It's a tourist trap.
They're all there.
Tourist trap. Right. New Yorkers don't eat in Times Square.
That's where they have these protests going on, so that they'll get to all of the people who don't know any better. And know what,
and also
average.
They get news coverage down there.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
You have the major networks there, too.
Right, they're all parked right there.
So they'll all make a big deal out of this. Oh, don't you think they should get $15 an hour? Why? What does that do to the cost of even though I'm not eating it, let's take a Pizza Hut slice of pizza or Domino's or any of this stuff that you eat. So if you buy now, what do you pay for a Pizza Hut pizza? $8, $9?
You can buy two medium pizzas for $5.99. So for $12, you can get two medium pizzas.
Okay.
What
does that
be in
cost
for that amount of money?
It can't be real food.
Pizzas
cost nothing to make.
Pizzas are so cheap. It's dough, sauce, and cheese.
But it's not real cheese. Can't be real cheese.
Well, so it's maybe $2 for a real cheese pizza versus $1 for a phony cheese pizza. But they're getting $8, $9 for them. The point is, what does the cost increase to if you pay these people $15 an hour? So if those
the funny part is how many people lose their jobs when
because they can't afford to pay people
$15.
Okay,
great.
That's
my problem. We have 10 employees now. We're going to raise it to $15 an hour. You two are fired.
Yeah, goodbye. And that's what will happen.
Congratulations.
For any business.
Good luck. Are you happy now?
But
and
these
also,
people don't think about it that way. They don't see it that way because they're only interested in themselves.
Yeah. And doesn't it seem that if you pay someone $15 an hour, which doesn't sound so bad to me. I mean, that sounds like pretty good wages. If you're, does that encourage them or discourage them from continuing their education or maybe going to a trade school because they can make $15 an hour?
That's exactly it. It's where is the incentive to go better yourself and find a better job that pays you more if you just demand and strike that job?
Are you people really from this planet?
You know,
yes.
Roberta.
Yeah, we are.
Roberta, I started out as a low-level nothing in radio. I was making $6 an hour part-time. Exactly.
Now he's up to $8.50.
Right. Do you think I should have just stayed there and then just demanded that
that's
I make
not
more money?
The point.
I went and found a new job and I went and found
what's
a new
the
job
point?
And built something.
What's the point?
I wasn't satisfied with what I was making. I went out and found something better.
$15 an hour in New York is poverty.
So go move
then
somewhere
else. Move somewhere else.
Move.
It's not our problem.
Yeah. Why should I worry about that?
If you can't afford to live in a city, I mean, that's the thing, is you have to look at how the ramifications of this across the board, because people tend to follow what happens in the big cities. And, you know, you can do some real harm to people in small business.
Are you people really from this planet?
I think there's an echo in here.
What planet do you live on?
Wow, you just want to be handed everything, don't you?
Okay, I
want to be handed everything, but I feel that workers should get a fair wage.
Good.
And I think the minimum wage is a joke.
Leave him an extra big tip. That's what we did yesterday at the
Waffle
House.
So you raise the price of a pizza 25 cents or 50 cents per pizza. Big deal.
That's okay for you if that's the way you want to be. I want to know, here's my question on this. How many people go, they get fired from McDonald's and go to work at Burger King? How many people work at Domino's and they get fired and they go to Pizza Hut?
I bet a lot.
You think that they
sure, because they're pizza
experts.
With
what you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a pizza expert.
They are.
All right, so the Queen of Cheap in a moment gives us her real report. Coming up later in the hour, the cutbacks, how are they affecting? The big front page story this week in USA Today on the cutbacks at the air traffic control towers and what that's going to do. And, of course, the scare tactic is the way they've got the radar posted on the front page, it looks like all the airplanes are going to collide with one another. So that's how that's being handled. Stand by for that.
Can I protest something very quickly, though?
Queen of Cheap report. What do you want to protest?
I don't think she should be given the title Queen of Cheap anymore. She wants to raise the price of all of our food.
I agree. Because
yeah.
I want to raise the minimum wage. No, right, I want to raise the minimum wage so people can afford food.
But then the price of the food that they can afford is going to go up 25 cents. You're no longer the queen.
You just want to keep people poor is what you want
to
do.
All right, later in the hour, I also would like, if we can find the time, to combine the conversation of these psychiatrists. The fellow, for example, who treated James Hone told the police that he was trouble before any of this stuff happened. And then a discussion of some of these drugs, all the people who are taking medications like Adderall that help them focus better. What does it do to their brains? Other than focusing, what else happens when you're on all of these drugs? It's 17 past the hour. Queen of Cheap in a moment here on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. Shouldn't your hotel rewards be instant, too? At America's Best Value Inn, there's no waiting. Join our value club and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company Affiliates.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Hi, big stuff for this weekend. It's fun freebie Friday time with Roberta.
Well, it's not exactly freebies, but really cheapies. It's cheapie Friday. Cheapie Friday. Let's start with some Redbox rental codes. We've got two different ones. We've got one for movies where you can rent one and then get 50 cents off the second one. And then we also have a free video game rental code for you. And all of these can be found at DougSteffen.com in the Queen of Cheap section. If you're going to the movies, we have a coupon for you. Regal Cinemas, $3 off of one soft drink. Now, that may sound like a lot, and it is a lot, but, you know, when the soft drink is $9, you know. Body Shop, 25% off site-wide, plus an extra 50% off with a secret DougSteffen.com coupon code for you. Get an extra 50% off of the Body Shop. And at Family Circle, we've got the magazine for you for just $5 for the magazine. It's normally $30 for a year subscription. You get it for just $5. All at the Queen of Cheap at DougSteffen.com.
Good job, Roberta. 21 after on Good Day.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help.
immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Even after all these years, about the theme that always brings us around to American Idol in our discussion of the show, second of the week last night. The top seven opened up the show with Somebody to Love. We decided not to play that because most of the time we think it sounds like really bad karaoke.
Sounds like the Partridge Family.
Yeah. Okay, but we do have a couple of alumni, or alumna. Alumna is the plural of alumni. Mm-hmm. So first we listened to Casey James sing The Good Life. He was from season 9. I think you have that.
Slash blues slash rocker, yeah. And they've released his first country album, his first album, and he's the guy that you'll remember. Was Kara was the judge that was on a few years ago? Had him take off his shirt. She was totally in love with him.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
And tall, good looking kid. So he's going to have a decent career.
Yeah. All right. And he's all about looks, not musician. Necessarily about.
No, he's a very good musician. Actually, he actually impressed me on the guitar.
Thank
league.
You very much.
You knock him down.
I know Roberta and Jennifer. Would care less about the way he sounded if he looked good. Next up, another alumna, Carrie Underwood, singing a new song that she's got out called See You Again.
Ever. I listen to her all the time, but the audio for Casey James sounded a lot better, didn't it?
It sounds very noisy. The mix, it's the mix on this. It just doesn't sound good.
Well, that's the production staff at the TV show because they're doing this live.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so let's see. The top three were revealed last night on American Idol. Cree Harrison, Angie
and
Miller.
Here we go.
Oh, you want to go ahead? No,
go ahead, Ryan. You're getting the big money.
Find out the first person in your top three, and that is Cree Harrison.
She's very good. Very good.
Thanks. Congratulations once again, Cree. I'm gonna help you because last week
I know
you tripped. These are slippery. Be careful in those. All right. Now, the next person in your top three. Were the judges right? Let's find out. Who is it? Take a look at the screen.
Ryan, man.
Isn't that a great gig?
Take a look at the screen.
Cree over there.
Yeah.
Angie Miller, who's the hottie with the nice voice. And the third one, you're going to hear the crowd go, oh, my God.
The final person. Rounds out. Your
Jimmy Iovine said this guy should be gone.
Is.
Lazaro Arbos.
Arbos!
So Iovine comes on before the show starts and says, basically, this guy is horrible. He shouldn't be on the show.
Yeah.
Good job, Jimmy.
Reagan. All right, so the top three at this point, I'm making an observation about Ryan and his ability, how he has changed. The first time I heard him, I've heard some tape of him as a jock in Atlanta, which is where he
worked
for.
He was 16.
He's a very young kid, got started and had very strong desires, and boy, willpower will bring you a long way. But he also he's worked hard, and his voice is changing. I find it very interesting to listen, and maybe I'm the only one who hears this because this is how I make my living. I listen to people and how they pronounce words, their intonation, and he's becoming much more precise. If you listen to the way he introduces these people,
stop drinking. He doesn't slur as much.
I don't know what the reason for it is, Rich. I just know that his voice his demeanor are much more fixed on the focus.
He sounds
of
like
how it sounds.
A classic game show host now is what he sounds like.
He does sound a little bit more like a game show
host. He does.
You're right, Jennifer, yeah. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do you do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorites.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Friday, Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rutgers coach that was fired this week. Story isn't today about him and his getting fired. Did you know the school was still giving him a $100,000 bonus? Even though they fired him, they're going
sometimes
to keep
they have
paying
to.
Him.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to give him his big bonus. What that brings around is how many people actually realize how much money these college coaches are making.
Big money.
Yeah.
It's big business, especially at the big schools, successful schools. Yep.
All right, speaking of big business, medicine and medicating people is big business. And this week we've all been talking a lot about the reports of what's going on with the people that are involved in all these shootings. They're being medicated. There are a lot of, because of various trials going on, a lot of focus on this. And it goes even further than that, Jennifer. There's a study that has been done about the number of college-age people who are taking medications like Adderall, which is basically a medication used for ADHD.
Right.
It, according to the people who are prescribing it, helps the student focus better and do better in their classes. So I have an excerpt from a talk radio program hosted by a guy named Luke Burbank. He's pretty good at this. He's talking, he's pretty good as a host. He's talking to Will Aramis here, who writes for Slate.com about this. Then I want to spend a minute talking about what the psychiatrist said regarding James Holmes, who's the guy who shot things up in the Colorado Theater. But first, how much of this, if you have children in college, you better be listening to this.
The last thing you want to do in your piece or here on the show is like encourage people to go take a drug that's not prescribed to them. But let's just say if the laws were relaxed a little bit, if Adderall was treated like, again, a study aid maybe instead of, it's on a schedule of like the same thing as cocaine and meth and things currently, right? If the rules were relaxed a little bit, I mean, do you think that it's something that people, a lot of people could sort of benefit from in a way?
Well, I think it's fairly clear that people could benefit from it in some circumstances. But here's the thing. We don't know what all the side effects might be for people who are taking it without ADHD, for people who are taking it just once in a while as a study aid. That's sort of a different proposition from what we have studied, which are the effects of people who take it every day, like I do, because they have ADHD. I think it's as I said, I mean, I wouldn't want to recommend that anyone go out and do this. It's illegal. There could well be dangers to it. That said, I think it's fairly clear that people, from what I understand, that people without ADHD could, in theory, benefit from this under some circumstances. Now, it may not work for some people. Some people say it just makes them feel like a zombie. Other people get too anxious and jittery. You know, caffeine's the same way. I think for some people it works great. For other people, it really inhibits them from getting done what they want.
Let's dice this up a little bit.
Yeah.
One of the things that he just brought out is something that's so important here. I'm not an expert, but I sometimes play one on the radio.
Yes, you do.
in circumstances like this, it's only common sense that dictates. If you know what's going on in your body, i.e. what the chemicals are like, every person is different. We all know the genome effect figured that we were 99 and 44 100% the same in terms of our makeup. But that doesn't mean the combinations of chemicals are the same. If they were, we would all think about things the same way, our bodies would react the same way, and our minds would react the same way, and we know that that's not the case. So in prescribing something that's sort of a catch-all like Adderall here, you are in dangerous, dangerous territory.
Well, and I know quite a few. I actually had a really close friend, and well, still do, who would take it. Would take Adderall when he worked because he needed to focus and he needed to kind of rein it in a little bit. And he did it willy-nilly. I mean, it was a real doctor's prescription, but he medicated himself. And I think that's what they're talking about here is college students who, when they're trying to study, pop an Adderall because right. they don't want to actually have to sit down and focus. They want that drug to help them focus.
Right.
What's really crazy here, Dougie, is that I started doing a little bit of research, just poking around about ADHD.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to me that do you know that 11% of school-age children have received a diagnosis for ADD? And that one in five, this is where it gets crazy, one in five high school age boys in the United States have been diagnosed with ADHD boys. And so maybe that's why we're seeing. I mean, if you think back to all the mass shootings that we've had over the last few years, yeah. you look at it, they're all the same. They're 20-something, they're boys, and they have that okay. crazy look in their eye.
Mm-hmm. Let's take this one step further. Taking what you've just said, which was brilliant, and adding it to even the conversation yesterday of the psychiatrist who treated Holmes, mm-hmm. if it is very conceivable, and I don't think far-fetched, to take what you just said and add to it as these boys get older and they show their quote-unquote differences, mm-hmm. they get medicated more. They start with this one,
just
and they
throw
go
some
that
drugs
one,
at it,
and
yep.
it's next to it, go up and up and up the scale to who knows
but
what.
But that's how we're passing people through the system.
Right.
Instead
yes.
of dealing with the real problem, they go, oh, he must have ADHD, or he right. must need to be challenged.
And you know
or,
why that's being done? The reason it's being done...
Because it's not pretty to deal with mentally ill people.
No. It's not, well, in part, that's true. But the drug companies push this stuff so hard, and they make it, in some circumstances, financially rewarding for doctors to prescribe this stuff. It's the fix. Pass it on. Prescribe. And the kids get
I agree with
up
that
another
to a
step.
Point.
Let's even take it back another step. What is causing all of this ADHD? What is causing all of the depression? What chemical imbalance is going on in our bodies in this past couple of decades that's causing us to have to be prescribed drugs to balance out what's going on in our bodies? And you look at it and you have to say, okay, what's in our food?
Food and environmental stuff, the
and
chemicals that we're next to every
and
day.
How
or,
much of a factor?
So here we are, chemicals are getting into our body that it's throwing them off, and
yep.
then we're using other chemicals
lots of
to
chemicals
kind of get
of food.
It back.
Yep.
And it's creating crazy yep. people who are running around doing crazy things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then once you get onto this, you get you're sort of caught up in this thing. The expectation is that we need to do more of it. So let's find the next drug and the next drug and the next thing. So there's a lot of reward to people who are doing these research projects and coming up with these different chemical compounds that may do this, that, or the other thing. We've created a nation of zombies between the drugs that we're giving them and these damn iPhones, iPads. These they walk around the street and they pay no attention to anything. They're down, their nose is into their texting, and regardless of whatever else goes on, mm-hmm. the ability for people to focus on what's real versus what isn't. The stuff, the conversations going on, the texting stuff going on, that's not real.
No, and you know, I always go back to this scene, and Doug, I know you didn't watch Lost, but I know Rich did. There was a scene in Lost where a kid was being punished by being put into a dark room and being overwhelmed. I mean, you yeah. could see his senses. They were overwhelmed by all these yeah. fast images coming to him on a video screen, and he yeah. was basically drooling.
Well,
and I think in that way, it's a simple term, because that's what's going on. We all have ADHD right now. No one can sit still because we're constantly looking at Facebook on our phones, or we're texting people, or we're constantly looking for a news update. And we've become this, and we need more. And I think until we like slow down and take a breath and take a few steps back, you're going to see these numbers and these people continue to come out of what we're growing here.
How
I mean,
many
it's
times,
just what we're doing.
Roberta, have you heard us? We've all talked about this in terms of children, younger children under the age of 3, and the neural problems that come from the stimulation. If you put a kid in front of a computer screen or in front of a television set before they're 3 years old, the images, as Jennifer just suggested, move so fast. Everything changes so quickly.
Yeah,
I mean, the kids' brains don't get developed there. Everything is miswired or miscombobulated. So what do you think is going to happen, and why isn't there more? This is just common sense. If you understand how bodies work, how the connection, the electrical impulses in your brain work, you would never do this purposely if you understood it. Or would you? Is it just parents want to get their kids out of their way, put them in front of something, get a distraction so we can go play golf?
But it's
go
also
play cards,
it's also what they eat. I'll tell you a story. My housekeeper's son had been diagnosed with attention deficit disorder. He was about 6 at the time. And they were going to give him all sorts of drugs, and I sat her down and I said, "What does he eat for breakfast?" "Oh, you know, he eats Captain Crunch and he eats Fruit Loops." I said, "Okay, we changed this kid's diet. It was like night and day." In fact, the school psychologists and teachers, you know, and asked, because I would go into the school with him, you know, and talk with everybody. They said, "What did you do?" I said, "I changed what he ate for breakfast." Very, very simple. This kid was being just overloaded with white sugars in the morning. So what do you expect is going to happen at 5 and 6, especially with a little boy? Yep. I mean, duh. You know, stop them from eating all this horrible stuff. Give them decent food, and, you know, you might avoid a lot of these problems.
They were
going to put this kid on all sorts of drugs.
Yeah. I think there's a wonderful a collective of wisdom here, if you pay attention, even though you may be surprised that we all sound so full of wisdom on this. We have, I think that all the points that we've made here this morning, hopefully, are cogent, and you give it more than just a short shrift. Jennifer checks the television for tonight and the weekend.
In case you need to be overwhelmed by visual images.
All right. Well, let's spend a minute or two also on Roger Ebert. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by General Mills. Before award season takes its final bow, it's time for the people to show off their good taste by awarding the best food experiences across the USA. The Munchies People's Choice Food Awards are back. Once again, the public can vote for their personal favorites in the world of food. TV personality and chef Andrew Zimmern.
I've partnered with Tablespoon.com on the Munchies, the first ever People's Choice Food Awards. Together, we're going to celebrate everything we love about food in America. We assembled a panel of experts from all areas of the culinary world to come up with a short list of their personal food favorites. Now, we need your vote to help determine who is really the best of the best.
The people can view the Munchies nominees on Tablespoon.com from April 1st to April 30th and vote for their favorites once a day. The Munchies winners will be announced in early May. For more information and to vote, visit tablespoon.com/themunchies. I'm Dan Marin.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. Shouldn't your hotel rewards be instant, too? At America's Best Value Inn, there's no waiting. Join our value club and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
All right, 14 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. This is the anniversary, April the 5th, 1987, of the launch of the Fox Broadcasting Company and the first show that was on. It was a Sunday night.
The Simpsons.
Simpsons?
Yeah. Yes.
Simpsons.
24 years now.
Yeah.
Cowabunga, dude.
That's right.
Impressive.
Wow.
That. All right. Also, Married with Children and the Tracy Ullman Show.
Tracy Ullman, yeah. She was great. Right. I loved her.
Married with Children, they both, well, of course, Simpson's still on. Mm-hmm. Married with Children lasted a long time. Tracy Ullman didn't last that long.
No.
You know what I don't understand is the Simpsons came out of a skit on the Tracy Ullman show.
Really?
They did, but I think she started as a variety show somehow. And
she
then,
did. She must have been somewhere else as a variety show, so I, yeah.
A lot of people are talking about Roger Ebert, what sort of a man he was, what sort of work they did together, that is Ebert and Siskel. Here's Larry King talking to Roger Ebert on the day Siskel was buried.
Michael Jordan changed basketball and Wayne Gretzky changed hockey. Siskel and Ebert changed movie criticism in America. They brought it to the front, made Two Thumbs Up famous. Now it's only One Thumb Up. That thumb belongs to Roger Ebert. He's with us from Chicago on this very sad... What was the funeral like?
Well, Larry, as you can imagine, it was sad, but it was a tribute to Gene, and not only as a film critic, but also as a family man and as a person who really made a legion of friends and had a lot of admirers in the city of Chicago and all over the country.
And all the questions being asked today, we haven't heard any of why. What did he do? How did he die?
Well, Gene wanted that to remain private because he was protecting his family, I think, from publicity. He didn't want a lot of articles in the tabloids, and I respected that. Now that he's dead, we do know why he died and how he died, but I feel that in respect to his wishes, I don't want to share that.
Even after death?
I'll leave it up to his family to do that.
It was obviously, you know, connected with the brain surgery, correct?
Yes, it was, yes.
Did you know it was this? Did you know before Saturday that he was in dire trouble?
I knew that he was in pain in recent weeks, but he never complained. He was moving slowly, and you could see that he was in pain, but he didn't complain, and he didn't talk about it. And even on our last show, which we did just 3 weeks ago, he came to play. He came to be a film critic and to be feisty and to take you on.
I think most people knew the two of them had an up and down. It's sort of the same relationship, Bridget, you and I have. people have
I think we get along a little bit better. We actually like each other. I don't think that they liked each other.
Really?
I think in the end they did, but I don't think they did.
I think they had respect for each other.
I think they certainly had respect for each
other. Well, you don't have to like somebody if you have respect for them.
It usually goes hand in hand for me, actually.
Really, for you. All right, so what else?
Not for everybody. But I will say is how cool it was to hear his voice, because think about it. We haven't really gotten to hear that in a while.
Ebert's voice.
Yes. Yeah. It was kind of nice to hear that again. He had a great voice. All right, let me tell you about the Today Show. Now, we know there are rumors that Matt Lauer could be on the way out. Well, now it looks like Hoda Kotb however we like to say it. She's leaving because it looks like the Today Show is going to be moving to L.A. as Kathy Lee Gifford wants it to. So I hear, I can kind of see this dark room. Right, the last show, the last hour, the hour four. But I can kind of see this conversation in a dark room. I can see Mayor Bloomberg and Mayor Villaraigosa from L.A. saying, hey, I'll give you the Tonight Show if you give me hour four of today with Kathy Lee Gifford. I'll throw that one in.
Well, there's another couple that apparently doesn't get along.
They
is
don't.
Hoda and Kathy Lee.
Love, hate, yes.
I'm just surprised that Kathy Lee still has that kind of power.
I'm with you 100% with you on that.
That's a little surprising for me.
51 past the hour, the Good Day program.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airports, airplanes, travel in the news. Front page of USA Today on the cutbacks at the towers and what happens. Planes are going to crash into each other. We're never going to survive. Don't anybody get into a plane anymore. What nonsense. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. How many people are actually talking about this? 149 control towers that are closed, but most of them are in bum-you-know-where, Iowa, and elsewhere. So
yeah, but just some commercial airports. Very small commercial airports that will be closed, and they'll probably have to close.
They wouldn't have to close if we had people who knew how to manage things and really look at where the waste, the fraud, the corruption is in the FAA, because the same there as everybody else. They're threatening because of the cutbacks. We're gonna get rid of customs inspectors, so you'll have to wait forever to get back into the country, or the people coming. This is so cynical.
I know. These people, it's amazing. You know, when you look at our airline system, we say, hey, sometimes we think it's broken, but you know, when you look at flight delays and cancellations, probably 80 or 90% of them is because of Mother Nature, bad weather, yeah, icing, this and that. And you know, the airlines have no control over that. But now we've got Congress out there who's trying to make a snafu of something. It seems, you know, we haven't had a commercial aircraft accident, you know, yes, loss of life in 3 years.
Yeah.
And that's my column in the Dallas Morning News this week. I'm going, you know, of all people that's messing with the airline system is Congress. They haven't done anything for the last 40 years, you know. And let's, you know, keep your hands off the system. And in customs, we've already seen what's happened there. You know, no overtime. I think the same thing's going to happen with TSA. All this stuff should be kicking in this week, because they had to give them 30 days notice around March 1st, March 2nd, March 3rd. And,
the lobbyists are getting into it, Doug, here in Washington, inside the Beltway. They are running commercials, the lobby for the air traffic controllers.
Mm-hmm.
Tell Congress not to take your safety lightly.
Ah.
Tell Congress that your time is important to you and you don't want long lines in the airport.
Tell Congress to stop wasting your money.
So the thing I want to know is how much money is being spent on those ads to tell me to tell Congress not to waste my money?
You know, don't know.
Yeah.
But I
can tell you a lot.
I know that when you look at, we have to look at air travel. We think of it as passenger traffic, but it's a big commerce thing too. I mean, we got medications and drugs.
There's
and
a lot of stuff commercial shipped things. In the airplanes. Yeah.
I mean, right. And then you look at New York City. I mean, they're already notorious of having the worst on-time performance because when it gets cluttered up there, they slow down. And you start taking guys out of there. I mean, it's just going to be a domino effect across America. And it's just like these guys have no heads. But you know, that's political stuff.
But dude, how long we keep complaining about the same things day in and day out, week in and week out, month in and month out, year in and year out, and we continue to fall for what these fools throw at us. There's no reason. I've been through the TSA four times in the past 2 weeks. I haven't noticed any slowdown.
Yeah, you compare to what happened after 9/11, we hated going through TSA. I mean, they seem to have it streamlined a little bit better, but they are going to have to cut back there, too, because it's part of that grouping. The air traffic controllers, that's going to affect. And we saw customs almost immediately not working any overtime. I always hate going through customs already, but now you're going to have a longer line than what you had before.
All right, let's talk about deals for a moment, because that's part of
it. Here's what I think. We're putting out an email in a couple hours, but this is what our story is. We went through the system. If you're flying in April, May, I think you get some great, good deals. You're going to have more days to travel, all kinds of goodies. The airfares have been cut pretty good for the next 2 months. But come summer, like June, July, and August, when the family travel kicks in, we're going to probably see if you want the best airfares right now, and there's a sale going on with many of the major airlines through next week, so this weekend's going to be kind of safe. If you fly on Tuesdays and Wednesdays only, compared to especially Sundays, you want to throw that out the door. But if you look at the rest of the week, you could actually save $100 to $200 round trip per person. And I don't care if you're going to Florida, I don't care if you're going West Coast, East Coast, but you can try some markets like we saw, you know, maybe Fort Lauderdale. We found it available 7 days a week, but most markets, I'd say 80%. So if you have young kids, they're out of school, there's no reason why you shouldn't be flexible. Go on a Tuesday or Wednesday, come back on a Tuesday, Wednesday. You just got to work it on your business schedule and go price it.
Tom Parsons, the editor and publisher at Best Fares.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.